Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And here's what's trending today.
I don't know if you know much about cats, Jam, but generally they don't have tails that are 18 and a half inches long. And that's what makes this cat from Minnesota very special. His name is Mr. Pugsley Adams. He's a cat who holds now the Guinness World Record as the living domestic feline with the longest tail. Two-year-old cat. 18 and a half inch tail, and it's one of those fluffy, like there's extra hair on it. It's not just a cat tail, but now there's extra fluffy hair. And it's about, I don't know, maybe 2 inches longer than the cat itself. It looks crazy to see it, but yeah. Dream a little dream, cats. Guinness World Record for Mr. Pugsley Adam, the cat with the longest tail. Big news out of Washington yesterday. Trump finally got down to business on his tariffs on all foreign-made cars. He announced a 25% tariff on the imported cars. The announcement yesterday. Tariff kicks into effect on the 2nd of April, just a little bit away. It will apply to finished cars and trucks imported to the U.S., including American brands assembled in different countries. And that's a sticky point because it might have a name brand that you think is American. But if it was put together, assembled in a different country, that would be
some cars are in Mexico.
Exactly. Yeah, that's where it comes down to the dealers to let you know what's an import, what's not. So the White House staff secretary said the action was projected to raise $100 billion in annual revenue, though analysis has suggested it may also sharply reduce import volume. Because while the 25% tariff doesn't necessarily mean you'll pay 25% more, cars imported will cost more money. So the manufacturers may absorb some of that 25% tariff, and then it looks like you'll probably pay more when it comes time to buying an imported car. So finding out where your car is actually put together, it's not just brands. So you could assume a Ford or a GM is assembled in America, not always the case. Some, as you said, are put together in Mexico.
Oh, my Equinox was sent from Mexico.
Or Canada does car assembly as well, and that's another issue with that border that's right here. So the 25% tariff on all four, April 2nd.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you still 2nd. Got time to get the car before it. If it's a 25% tariff, and I would...
Yeah. You're going to take at least 20 of it.
You're going to take a hit.
But I would say that just about every car has some foreign parts in it. So what happens...
No, that's different. If the car, there are some details here. Okay. If the car was assembled in a different country, let's say it's an American brand, like a Jeep or something, or Chevy, but it was assembled in a foreign country across a border, that's considered an imported car, even though the brand is U.S. When it comes to the parts in the vehicle, it doesn't matter the origin of the parts, it's where the vehicle was assembled.
So I'm seeing the future where you're going to order a car kit. And we have to assemble the car so that you save, or you could save 25% by putting it together yourself.
The whole point, the goal here from Trump, apparently, would be to force people or get them to buy cars that are assembled, made here in the United States. That's the idea.
Have we given automakers a chance to pivot and have the cars made in the United States?
Yeah, there are some plans. And so this isn't just car brand specific, because you may be able to purchase, let's say, a Toyota that was assembled at a plant in the United States, or a Volkswagen that was assembled at a plant
Toyotas
in the United
States. Why do I think Toyotas are in Tennessee? I think they're
assembled. Exactly.
I'm not sure, but I think so.
There are some plants in the U.S. that put together foreign brands, and that's where it gets tricky. It's not as obvious as just looking at the brand.
Here's another thing. I have a friend that works in the collision business. Guess you get in an accident. Some parts are going to go up 25%.
Yes.
So your the labor doesn't go up 25%, but if that part's like $1,000, it's not going to be $1,250. You know,
collision, anything.
There's a lot of American made parts like brakes and stuff like that. You know, but tires. What if they're made not in America? They go up too.
So. Oh, Tommy Callahan. Anyhow, yeah. So
is anything free anymore?
No.
Yeah, the Jonas Brothers tickets were given away today.
Jan, the other thing I thought is that if all the imported cars go up in price, you've got to imagine that U.S. assembled cars may take this as an opportunity to raise their prices, thinking, oh, if prices are going up, let's not miss this opportunity and just jump on board.
Thanks, Nick. Now I'm feeling even better.
Well, I'm just saying that happens. So that was a big, big drop yesterday in Washington. Locally, Amherst police say Cheektowaga man has been charged with opening fire on another vehicle. You know that shooting that took place over by Hopkins a couple days ago?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, they didn't know much at the time, but some people came forward. And yes, these were serious charges. Suspect and the victim knew each other, so this wasn't random. 33-year-old man from Cheektowaga now faces several charges, including attempted murder, criminal possession of a weapon, reckless endangerment, criminal mischief, menacing, and criminal contempt. I believe there was a restraining order somewhere in that mix that was violated, and then shots were fired and that arrest made yesterday. More information on that pilot in Alaska who crash-landed on a lake. And
so much trouble.
Well, it turns out he was not supposed to have passengers, let alone kids, on board. You see, what had happened was he was a pilot in training.
Oh.
So the pilot rescued with, we find out now, two young family members. So not him and his kids, two young family members, though, again, we don't have a lot of details, but he was a student pilot, not authorized to fly with passengers. So still haven't heard from the pilot himself. No one's talking on this one.
Mm-hmm.
But was not supposed to have kids or passengers on board. Out of Germany, the story of a 66-year-old woman who just gave birth to her 10th child on March 19th. Notable, that's usually not an age where people have children, but she's got an interesting story. She's got a big family. Her eldest child is 46 years old. Then there are a bunch of other kids, and then there's this newborn, Alexandra. So she's got another kid that's 2 years old. She's been having kids the whole time, and there was nothing remarkable. She said, I just like a big family, and many friends and family were concerned about having a child at that age. She said, well, I've only received positive feedback, though, you know, everyone's got opinions. In an interview, she says that she doesn't drink, she doesn't smoke, she does not use any kind of, this wasn't a fertilization situation, this was just, she got pregnant. She said, I eat healthy, I swim regularly for an hour, I walk 2 hours, and that's basically it. Nothing, this is just a regular, normal child's conception and birth, and she said nothing remarkable but the age at 66. That's an unusual age to have a child, but she says she's doing great. So I did start doing all the math like you guys did. I'm like, oh boy, it's gonna be a heck of a graduation right there. So
yeah. Wow.
Sabrina Carpenter coming to Fortnite. That's a real thing. Fortnite is the video game, and if you don't know, they do a lot of collabos with artists like Eminem, Snoop Dogg, whoever's big. They did a Marshmallow one that was wildly popular. Sabrina Carpenter will be the next artist. So they show up in avatar form. Usually there's a concert connected to the Fortnite. And then there are songs that play during the game. And you can sort of get to levels where you can see the concerts. And it's kind of funny. That's all within the world of Fortnite. As it stands, Fortnite hasn't confirmed everybody that's headlining next season. But a number of Sabrina Carpenter-inspired cosmetics have been uncovered in the game, hinting it will be her. So as part of a limited time season, players will be able to play along with a number of the hits from Sabrina Carpenter. It's a big night. Can't wait to see the Fortnite avatar. She already looks like an avatar.
Oh, you know what I mean? Sure. She really does. Yeah,
That's fun. So yeah, kind of fun. Canyon Crossing will have a visit from Sabrina Carpenter. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:28.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.